It's Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. The roundup and three things to know today. Tech aisle in 2112 with fresh market data taking into account the pandemic, Jedi contract updates, and Perch with new ransomware data. This is the business of tech. Starting things off with our roundup. Lawmakers reached a deal on a $2 trillion stimulus package last night. Apple is beginning the planning of a staggered reopening of its stores based on information on local conditions when it becomes available. O'Reilly Media is permanently shuttering its in-person events division in response to the outbreak. Microsoft has canceled its partner conference, Inspire 2020, which was scheduled for July, and is exploring alternative approaches. Microsoft has also paused all optional, non-security releases for its products in order to allow the company to focus on security and reduce the workload for IT operations. Facebook is reporting significant surges in traffic, including 50% increases in messaging in some countries, but also drops in its advertising business. Twitter is also showing daily usage up by 23%, but revenue may have dropped by 20% in March as advertisers cut back on spending. Twitter and Square have pulled their revenue guidance for the entire year. Twitter also donated $1 million to two media organizations to allow them to continue operating. Google is extending temporary contracts by 60 days. Unicast, a company that collects and analyzes phone GPS data, has released a social distancing scoreboard that gives insights into the effectiveness of social distancing initiatives. The link is unicast.com/COVID-19. Tech Aisle has released new data focused on the impact to global SMB and mid-market IT spend. Quoting the blog post, globally, SMB IT spend in 2019 was $662 billion, with a projected spend of $700 billion in 2020, a growth rate of 5.6%. It is natural, in the current economic situation, to pare down these spends and slice expectations, perhaps deeply, based on beginning-of-the-year projections. As compared to the original SMB IT spend growth rate, the projected growth rates may drop from a low of 29% to a high of 84%, depending on Tech Aisle's optimistic to gloomy scenarios, resulting in revised growth rate ranges from 4% to 0.9%. The research projects four possible scenarios. An ideal scenario where Q2 spending dips and rebounds in Q3. In this scenario, previous projections remain. An optimistic scenario where the spending dips in Q2 and part of Q3, but recovers substantially in Q4. This scenario drops forecasted growth to 4% from 5.6%, down 29%. A pessimistic scenario, where recessions in the US, most of Europe, and some countries in Asia drive down growth. The growth rate there is 2.4%, revised down 57% overall. This places SMB IT spend growth at only 1.1%. And a gloomy scenario, where the pandemic is prolonged with a second wave and uncertain or protracted recovery. Small business IT spend growth rate turns negative, and overall SMB IT spend growth rate is only 0.9%. The analyst will update this research in about 8 weeks. The 2112 group has conducted a research study on impact on the channel. Nearly 1 in 4 vendors indicate they are seeing a drop-off in channel orders and revenue, and 1 in 5 is experiencing supply chain disruptions. Roughly 1/4 said the shift to work from home is proving difficult and distracting. There are anticipated shifts in spending as well, although the majority of vendors are maintaining spend levels. Why do we care? This scenario-based approach is really useful and gives some perspective to allow one to plan. I plan for the worst and hope for the best, and leveraging this kind of analysis lets others do that too. All the links are in the show notes. 2 updates to the Jedi contract, that Pentagon Cloud contract we've been discussing. In new filings made public Tuesday, Amazon Web Services argues that the proposed review of the contract is only a do-over for Microsoft and is, quote, not designed to provide a complete, fair, and effective reevaluation, end quote. This brief comes after the government asked the Court of Federal Claims to grant the Pentagon 120 days to reconsider certain aspects of the decision. And in reporting with Breaking Defense, the DoD has said it has no intention of splitting the contract, ruling out that possibility, but not ruling out the possibility that the contract would be overturned. Why do we care? Breaking Defense has a good analysis. The DoD doesn't think it did anything wrong and is working to fix the specific objection the judge found. We'll see how this plays out. And new data from Perch Security in their 2020 MSP threat report. Ransoms are up, rising from $10,000 last year on average to a range of $100,000 to $1 million this year. Ransomware as a service is making more efficient cyber attacks. The common initial attack vectors include credential stuffing from remote desktop protocol, or VNC, vulnerabilities in web applications, and spear phishing. And criminals are leveraging the Buffalo Jump tactic, where an MSP is breached and more than one managed organization is compromised with malware. So why do we care? Can we start with the everything as a service just being crazy? Why does everything need as a service? But besides that, the business for criminals is good. It's getting more efficient and they're making more money. That's my takeaway, saying this is getting worse, not better. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anyone who signs up now during our launch offer will get a free private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and support the production of The Business of Tech. Stay safe out there, and talk to you tomorrow.